situation is worrisome because we thought that after the conflicts of the 90s and the efforts done by the people of ECOWAS and the ECOWAS countries with the support of the United Nations and the African Union, that this region is going now to go through a period of peace and stability. But however, we have been saying throughout in the office of the UN Office for West Africa that these are great achievements by West Africa, but however, the root cause of conflicts remain intact, and therefore the situation is fragile as vulnerable. So the kind of incidents of unrest you could see here and there in West Africa are the translation of the fact that the situation is not fully stable in West Africa, and we should expect some incidents to occur as West Africa, together with Africa, is going through long-term transformation process.
So what is the role of your office for peace and stability in that region?
My office, on behalf of the United Nations and UN Secretary General, is involved in conflict prevention, good offices and mediation efforts, working closely together with ECOWAS and the African Union. And it's also involved in efforts aimed at consolidating peace through mobilizing the UN system, working with regional institutions to build governance institutions and to promote good practices in terms of governance, promotion of women in peace, and reform of the security sector. So all that is part of consolidation. But over the past period, if you have gone through the report, you have seen that we have been very helpful in ensuring that the crisis in Niger comes to an end peacefully, and that the crisis in Cote d'Ivoire came to an end also with thanks to the collaboration we have been able to forge with the ECOWAS and the African Union, which ultimately culminated in the ending of the crisis. And now efforts should gear towards helping the country to unite and reconcile. We have also been helpful on Benin in ensuring that the electoral process there goes smoothly, and the process indeed went smoothly, thanks to this, of course, to the good work done by the Benin people themselves, but also with the support of our office and other institutions.
What about the situation in Senegal and Burkina Faso?
Well, we have been, of course, following closely and with concern developments in Burkina Faso, that country which has known a very long period of stability and with an army which is known to be a very disciplined army, and in Senegal, of course, which is, as they say, the country of the teranga, of hospitality and tolerance, and which is an example of democracy in West Africa. And we are following very closely the situation there. And of course, not everything we are doing is made public, but we definitely do everything possible which is within our means to help these two countries to maintain the stability and to build on their good records of stability to go forward in terms of consolidating stability and further building democracy.